You are listening to the Polemics Report, a ministry designed to train the powers of your discernment with constant practice, that you might be skilled in the word of righteousness.
Listen, folks, we are in the modern day downgrade. The church has to wake up and realize that we've become theologically inept. We've got to become Bereans.
The downgrade is upon us. The walls are closing in. What will you do? And how will you stand? Stay tuned as answers are given for how you can withstand the modern day downgrade. This is your polemicist, J.D. Hall.
Hello, and you're listening to the weekend edition of Polemics Report. You can listen to the full episodes that come out twice a week at Sermon Audio or iTunes, or by going to the website, polemicsreport.com. What is polemics exactly? Well, polemics is a field of theological study in which we defend the truth and the hope that lies within us. Unlike apologetics, which is usually external, rather, polemics is focused internally towards those who call themselves Christians, but either they're not or their theology is grossly deficient. And so it is our job at Polemics Report to help train the powers of your discernment with constant practice, as the scripture says, so that you might be skilled in the word of righteousness. This week's weekend edition is going to focus on, well, an individual by the name of Miguel de la Torre. Now, he at one time was actually a Southern Baptist, received his degree from Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and pastored a Southern Baptist church that is Goshen Baptist Church in Kentucky. He went on then to Temple University and then began to study liberation theology. Today he serves as an activist and lectures in churches across the country on various topics relating to Christian ethics. And now, De La Torre is self-identifying as a Muslim. Why, he says? So that he can be more like Jesus. He writes, quote, "As a committed liberationist-leaning Christian, I may have no choice but to say the Shahada and convert to Islam if I wish to be faithful to my beliefs." Now, you may think to yourself, that makes absolutely no sense. Well, in real truth, you're right, but the fact is, in social progressive Christianity, things really don't have to make sense logically as long as it feels like it makes sense. In other words, we have a tendency to confuse, in our day and time, thinking from feeling. Well, he goes on to explain that it is the biblical principle, he says, of, quote, "showing solidarity with suffering" that would provoke him to officially become a Muslim. De La Torre invokes the, quote, "persecution upon Muslims by Donald Trump" as the reason for his conversion to Islam. In other words, because Donald Trump has issued a temporary moratorium on travel from 7 different nations that are hostile to the United States, he wants to show solidarity with that, quote, "persecution" and then become a Muslim, as though that would accomplish something. Now, one wonders if he would turn himself into a headless martyr to show solidarity with persecuted Christian refugees. But I digress. He continues. He says this, quote, "But you might ask, what about Islamic terrorism? Well, don't we have a right to protect ourselves from those wishing to do us harm? Well, by any means necessary," he asks. To which I would say, really? Do you really want your Islamophobia to show? Do you see what he says? He's basically claiming that if we ask the question, can't we protect ourselves, that we are Islamophobic. By the way, the largest Muslim nation in the world, which is Indonesia, was not banned. The largest Muslim nation in the Middle East, which is Egypt, again, not banned. One would be hard-pressed to prove that this had something to do with Islam and not something to do with nations that sponsor and participate in and promote terror against the United States of America. But he continues, he says, "What about the Quran?" asking for the skeptic. "Isn't that a book full of violence, calling for conversion by the edge of the sword?" To which I can only again reply, "Really? Have you actually read the Quran? Have you read it in comparison to the Hebrew Bible? Have you ever read the Bible? You know, the book calls for genocide. You are aware that women were considered possessions. You realize it permits sex slaves. In fact, it supports all forms of slavery." Well, now, let me stop there for a moment and say I could provide a thorough rebuttal of all of those points and explain why those are mischaracterizations of what the scripture teaches, and then I could go into further explanation of what the Quran actually teaches, some really low and despicable things, but I'll leave that for others to determine what Islam really teaches. But I want to continue this line of thought because the point of this weekend edition isn't to discuss Islam, but the tendency of some supposed Christians to actually go to the wrong team in the name of solidarity with suffering. De La Torre says that the only response to the hypocrisy of Christians is to become Muslim and recite prayers. He says, how do I respond to those seeking to visit injustice upon a people because what they believe? I respond with a prayer, and he quotes the Quran in Surah 1690. Then he goes on to invoke an invitation to Baptists and others to follow the steps of Jesus into Islam, saying, forgive me for ending this op-ed with an altar call, but what can you expect from a Baptist? Will you walk the cyberspace aisle and join me in following Jesus by becoming a Muslim if necessary? Well, for the sake of spiritual clarity, the scripture actually speaks quite explicitly of his dalliance with false religion. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 tells us exactly what we should do and think of those who would preach to us a different gospel. The Apostle Paul writes the churches in Galatia and says, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one that we've preached to you, let him be accursed. As we've said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one that you've received, let him be accursed. You see, the scripture doesn't have very many positive things to say for those who would, well, support, promote, or uphold a false religion with a false gospel. There's certainly nothing Christian about it. Now, if I could, let me give just a few more examples of this phenomenon of adopting a false religion in order to show solidarity with them. So this is a post that is actually from June 2016, entitled Christian Missionary Alliance Church Hosts Ramadan Meal and Members Pray Toward Mecca. The Rocky View Alliance Church, which advertises, quote, seeking, awaiting, soaking, and healing on its website, is a member of the Christian Missionary Alliance. Now, the Christian Missionary Alliance is known as a relatively orthodox denomination founded in 1887 by A.B. Simpson. Simpson's denomination, although they deny such a term, was closely associated at first with the Pentecostal or Foursquare movements. And you can still see this origin in their doctrinal statement, by the way, which says that the redemptive work of Christ includes bodily healing. Now, that's really neither here nor there, but the CMA has about 2,000 churches in the United States and nearly 450 in Canada. Now, the church's pastor, Sean Vicker, told HuffPo Arabic that the church wanted to give Islamic immigrants a, quote, beautiful evening and a taste of Ramadan. This was the pastor's way, he says, of building bridges of love and understanding with the refugees. Now, let me say this again. The church gathered with Islamic believers inside the church building, and they serve them the Ramadan meal as a way to build bridges of love and understanding with refugees. This would be basically the equivalent of Muslims bringing in Christians and serving them the Lord's Supper. Now, at the holy meal, it's called an iftar, the church had a Syrian religious guru come and share details and meanings behind the feast and explain the basic tenets of Islam. The congregation, according to reports, then set up prayer rugs and prayed towards Mecca. Let me say that again. The congregation, not just the Muslims in attendance, but the congregation of supposed Christians, got on prayer rugs and prayed towards Mecca. One Muslim attendee said, quote, it had never crossed my mind that a church would host an iftar for Muslims. At which point we would say that Jesus is unavailable for comment due to being busy with his ongoing priestly intercession, but we believe that he probably would second that notion if it wasn't for the fact that he was omniscient. Could you imagine Jesus Christ hearing about Christians, his supposed followers, the sheep of his flock, the bride to his groom, finding out that those calling themselves by his name Christian would serve a feast to a pagan god and then kneel down and bow towards Mecca, towards the holy city, in prayer to him in order to show solidarity with those individuals? All I can say is, may God forbid. You see, this phenomenon of Christians acting as though they are Muslims in order to, I guess, show solidarity is something that is pretty pervasive in our culture today. You might know the gospel singer Kirk Franklin. He said on Twitter this week, quote, I am a Christian who would rather sit at the table with a Muslim brother than ban him from a home that wasn't originally mine. And Well, we have to ask the question, what do you mean by Muslim brother? I mean, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 tells us that God the Father has predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, that we attain sonship by faith, again, in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. What is this brotherhood with Muslims that you speak of? Because that term is something that is foreign to the Holy Scripture. Just one more news story to get the point across, again, about how pervasive the issue is. From NPR, donations to Burn Texas Mosque top 1 million in outpouring of support. Now, you may have not heard about this, but a mosque burned down in the state of Texas. No one knows why exactly. It's inconclusive. But as the NPR story says, days after fire destroyed the Victoria Islamic Center in Victoria, Texas, donations to rebuild the mosque have passed $1 million. And that's only one part of the support the mosque has received. Get this now. Four churches and a synagogue say Muslims are welcome to hold services in their building. Thankfully, though, it seems that the Muslim mosque did have more common sense than the churches offering them to use the space. Omar Rashid, a spokesman for the Islamic Center, said that they would prefer to worship in a commercial building. You see, even they know that the religion of Islam and Christianity are not compatible. They really are, in so many different ways, polar opposites. Listen, friends, we want to show compassion, we want to demonstrate love, but what we can't do is practice what is called syncretism, that is the combining of two religions into one. And why can't we do that? Well, the answer is, the Bible declares to us, in no uncertain terms, that God detests the worship of false idols. And worshiping false idols is simply what every religion does unless they worship the one true, thrice holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of biblical Christianity. All throughout the Old Testament, you see, God wanted people to understand that he was a jealous God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13 through 15 says, "You shall fear only the Lord your God. You shall worship him and swear by his name. You'll not follow other gods, any of the gods of the people who surround you, for the Lord your God in the midst of you is a jealous God. Otherwise, the anger of the Lord your God will be kindled against you, and he will wipe you off the face of the earth." God absolutely detests the worship of idolatry, those false gods. As a matter of fact, the scripture says that when people worship false gods, they're actually sacrificing to demons. And that, of course, is exactly what Islam is. And I don't say that to disparage Islam in particular. The truth is, every religion that doesn't worship the one true God, according to the scripture, is in fact a religion of demons. Now, at the same time, we recognize that everyone is made in the image of God and that we do want to love our neighbor. And Jesus said, everyone is our neighbor. That includes people from those seven countries who were banned by President Trump because, well, they come from nations that want to destroy us. And we need a little bit more time to vet them before we let them in. That includes people even in Syria. That includes, as a matter of fact, even people in ISIS. Because again, Jesus said, everyone is our neighbor. That doesn't mean that we're foolish when it comes to our immigration policy. At the same time, it does mean that we demonstrate to everyone that we love them and that they are, in fact, the Imago Dei, made in the image of God. What it can't mean is that we give them the impression that their religion is okay, or that it's just like ours, or we don't mind joining it, or even joining with it. Why? Well, it's because if we do that, not only is their eternity in jeopardy, but also so is ours. Russell Moore of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission chose to file an amicus brief, or I should say sign it, along with David Platt of the International Mission Board, an amicus brief trying to get the federal government to usurp local municipal zoning ordinances in a New Jersey township to get a mosque built. They said it was for the sake of religious liberty. And even though we believe and treasure religious liberty as Southern Baptists, we want to make it very clear. We cannot lift a finger or donate a dollar to see the worship of a false god in a false temple of worship. While we can be utterly compassionate and sympathetic with those who may be hurt or who are hard-pressed, we cannot assist them in any way to worship a false god, and to disparage our own. Love your neighbor, and first and foremost, that means sharing to them the law of God and then the gospel. Thank you for listening to Polemics Report. You can get the full programs at polemicsreport.com, Sermon Audio, or iTunes. Until next time, as always, God bless you, and simply reformando. Oh!
family, shelter me, Lord.